One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Smosh Mouth, I'm Shane.
Ho, ho, ho! Welcome to Smosh Mouth, I'm Amanda. And we have very special guests. It's Saturday night with Angela and Chams.
Ho, ho, ho.
Whoa, a folk
and
duo.
And that's the Christmas spirit right there.
Grassroots duo, and I love it.
It's the best time of the year!
I'm so excited.
Guys, is Christmas your favorite holiday?
Yes.
By far.
Really?
Yes.
100%. Okay. You, Shane?
Yeah, I would say so.
You? Okay.
I would say so.
I love Christmas.
You guys,
what do you love? Flag
I love
Day
Halloween so much, though, but I love Christmas.
I like Christmas. I feel like the later half of the year is often so busy that I don't get that. I don't get that downtime to like really think about it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I do love Christmas. I love all the vibes of it. I like Christmas movies. I like Christmas music.
Me too.
I feel like Halloween is draining and Christmas fills me up.
Yeah, that's so true.
I think I learned a lot about you guys last Christmas episode when we talked about each other's traditions.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about like your family, how you do like your mom loves Christmas.
It's very much like Christmas in my family is a thing because my mom makes it a thing.
And I remembered that. Still to this day.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I love that.
Angela,
I love that.
You a couple, like, as of this episode airing a couple weeks ago, I saw some clips on TikTok. You were like out and about being like, guys, it's too early for Christmas. And then you had a peppermint mocha, and like the top hat on Frosty the Snowman, it brought the spirit of Christmas to you.
Yeah, it happened within 10 minutes. I walked into the Grove, the Americana.
Oh, the Grove.
It's a mall in LA that is so designed. It's like, it's supposed to feel like a Christmas town. And I walked in there and it was early in the morning. I was just making a return and there was like so much Christmas. And I was like, this is crazy.
It is mind boggling. They have a 150-foot tall Christmas tree. Real Christmas tree. That
and
they-
it was like 9:30 and Santa was already out. And this is like before Thanksgiving, but then I make some stupid TikTok and I'm like, this is too early. And then I like go into the cafe and I'm like, fuck it. Let me just get a peppermint mocha.
Oh.
Got a peppermint mocha and immediately walked out and then saw the same thing I saw before, but with jingle eyes.
But you heard music.
It's your senses.
And I went, you know what? I actually am going to try this year to think that Thanksgiving is also Christmas. Like, let's try it. You know what I mean?
What's a turkey anyway?
The Christmas season starts like on Thanksgiving Day. That's kind of when I'm like, I'm locked in. It's Christmas time.
I'm usually hardcore Friday is Christmas.
Me too.
People are now kind of like Halloween is now the start of Christmas season.
That's ridiculous.
I like it.
It's too much.
You like it.
I like it just as like Thanksgiving is like an appetizer to Christmas. It's like still part of the same meal and I can appreciate
that. But you start getting to like November 10th being Christmassy and I'm
too
like,
too much.
A little early
Although,
for me. I'm
Christmas
burnt out
music
by the time we get to.
Definitely happens like November 1st.
Okay.
I think it's less about the holiday and more about when is a pumpkin gone? And I think pumpkins stay till Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why I'm like,
they
but pumpkin isn't Christmas.
They don't rot.
They rot.
I know that. I'm not talking physically. I'm talking physically.
That's how the seasons were decided.
Yeah. They rot. Yeah.
My roommate this year tried to carve a gourd. Didn't work.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, it didn't work.
Were there guts inside the same as a pumpkin?
No, it's really rough in there. You can't get it.
Oh, so am I. Okay.
Well, maybe today will get me even more in the Christmas spirit because we all wrote the worst possible Christmas stories, our Christmas fan fictions.
Fan fiction.
Involving all of us here at this table. At least that was the prompt. Maybe nobody played by the rules. That's okay. there's not really rules.
I kind of wrote in the mind of if someone was watching. Then I was adding in my little things that fans wouldn't know about that I was like, this is just fun.
Oh, that's
fun. Talk about. So it's a hybrid.
See, yeah, okay. I did something. I did like, what's my version of fan fiction at Smosh for Christmas?
Oh,
that's what
fun.
I did.
Like, love that.
I was just like, what? Because I was thinking about, like, I even Googled fan fiction because I know what it is. But like right before, I was like, what is it? And it, like, I was like, oh, like, what is like my fantasy of Christmas at Smosh? And that's what I did here.
I did more of I did more of like my fantasy fan fiction.
That's great.
What do you mean?
I guess we'll find out. It's more of like prose, you know? Are you familiar with prose? Like poetry?
Is yours filthy?
Mine is filthy, yeah.
His is smutty poetry, and I'm psyched for it. Because that's also Christmas.
That's so Christmas.
That's Christmas.
If you're not having a hookup in your childhood bedroom, what Christmas
do that? So tag us in. No, kidding.
I guess let's get into our first story. Chance, do we want to read...
Yes! With this smutty poem
okay.
to get us really in the Christmas
spirit. Here
we go. Spirit.
Are we trading off, or are you going to read this?
We can trade off, or I can read it.
All right, Chance, you're going to read it, and we will...
Oh my God, I'm already so in.
Let's ride.
Oh, you, my God.
Oh.
For those who can't hear or see...
He's the Chosen.
I've just transformed into the Chosen.
The Chosen mixed with someone else, and I'm
the Chosen Christmas?
Bitch, let's ride. This is not your ordinary Christmas tale from a Chosen who yaps. This is a more tantalizing tale from the Chosen who faps. 'Twas the night before Fapmas here in my room. Not a sound could be heard save the fan's quiet zoom. Deep within my mind, fantasies can take flight of romances that could be had on this frigid winter night.
Holy shit.
My body curled up like a C-sec recruit, dreaming of Tali in that skin-tight suit. Would I dare to unmask her in the soft Christmas glow? Or share secrets enough to spells with Yennefer so progressive, flow?
Love that.
With mistletoe pinned to the top of my shelf, I imagined a midnight with Black Cat herself.
Ooh.
She'd tease me with leather, then vanish into the night, leaving this Chosen's portal less gun than he'd like. It's a Rick and Morty portal gun joke. My sword collection gleamed by the side of my bed, and visions of Arwen danced round in my head. Would she talk dirty somethings in Elvish, leaving me unable to rest?
Yes.
Or would Cortana appear with those bustling binary breasts?
Yes, nice. Stop!
Cortana is a digital...
Yeah, from Halo.
From Halo, good.
Thank
you. That was good, Amanda.
Thank you.
I clutched the controller, but instead drifted to my dreams, where Samus upbeat in my beehole, busting out them power suit scenes. It's a Smash Bros. Joke.
It's from Metroid.
Great, thanks.
She'd peel off her armor, my eyes open wide. Ugh, alas, just a fantasy, because she's probably more of a side. That's a person who doesn't like penetration.
You don't have to explain each
other. No, I actually enjoy the explanation.
I didn't know that.
Yes. The clock on my wall ticked down with a chime as my thoughts wandered to the depths of Tartarus of my mind. I'd share secrets with Jadzia in a corner so dark, or spend hours with Ciri under Skyrim's cold arc.
Nice.
I reach for my plushies, my soft, cozy friends, wishing for carnal pleasures only the Outer Rim sends. For I'd battle a Balrog, show passion with a Sith, or trace ley lines to the G-spot of Keyleth.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, oh, my God.
Would Lara Croft swing through the rafters and pistol whip these cheeks? Or would I ask for a task from several buff Mr. Meeseeks? With my Dr. Manhattan pajamas speedily pulled down my waist, my dreams sharper than Jace's cheekbones and his arcane face.
Wow.
Wow.
This is
unbelievable.
Would Morrigan come with her teasing smirk, or Triss that red-haired enchantress to make my lips perk? A Gyarados onesie and a Hecate key. I think I have just the cheat code for me. My heart thumped like Bowser in pursuit of Dat Peach. I want to reach around, but I'll settle for a Halo Reach.
Stop!
I want to get fisted by Kit Fisto in my Sarlacc pit. Blood bend me over, Mama Hama, and wreck my shit.
my God.
With that was several, it was an Avatar The Last Airbender reference.
Yeah.
Star Wars, and okay. With my mattress on the floor, my body and legs splayed,
mattress
dreaming of getting ravaged, and the Firefly reruns I never replayed. For in my head, spaceport, a Holzman drive burned, of romances never started, and therefore never returned, of daring adventures that could only take flight in the clattered, tattered reaches of my mind each night. So here's to the dreamers, the geeks, and the nerds, who know the true power of magical thoughts and words. From Dungeons to Dagobah, from Darkseid to Thor, yearning for characters we'll always adore. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good game. May your nerdy romances never bring shame. For though the real world is less than divine, we've got imagination, and that suits me just fine. Here are some honorable sex mentions I didn't get to. Sex force yourself down my throat. ODM gear sex swing. That's wow. Attack on Titan. Galbatorix and tricks. That's Aragorn. And put your ratchet up my clank. It's an old PlayStation video.
Wow!
That's
put your ratchet up my clank.
This is unbelievable.
Fun, right?
Did I know half the references? Yeah. No, kind of.
No, you did.
Yeah, because you explained them.
Okay. You had some insane
That's amazing.
Ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fun.
Started off with Mass Effect. Made your
Holy
way through.
Shit, Chance.
Also,
made
like.
Your way through.
Not Witcher. Me getting touched at the last one. Merry Christmas to all, and to all good game. May your nerdy romances never bring shame. For the real world is less than divine. We've got imagination that suits me.
Okay, you're just emotional because you just saw Wicked.
No, but seriously, that's really fucking sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
This is so good.
Okay, so what characters do you wish were sexy in here? What characters would you fandom about?
Aragorn.
I can't believe you like went full prose.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It was the night before Christmas.
You're slayed
so,
it.
Yeah, you are so good at like rhymes and stuff.
How long did this take you? Did you kind of just blast this out?
I had a first draft on Monday, and then I went through and I was like, I can make these things scan a little better all last night.
I'd love to see this animated.
Oh, with like the characters in his mind.
Yep.
Some fan out there is like, okay.
I would love to see like, an animated with Chosen you. On his mattress on the floor, which made me laugh so hard.
Yeah. Someone's going to animate this, and they're going to have to upload it on Pornhub.
So. OnlyFans, yeah.
Yeah.
With my mattress on the floor is so insane.
It's so
pretty
good.
Accurate.
The fan zooming.
When did you know you wanted to write this? When you were told? But
well, when it was fan fiction, I was like, okay, I want to do something sexy. And then if it's fan fiction, I can't do sexy with my coworkers.
Right. Why?
I don't want to do sexy with any of my coworkers. Ew, she tried to kiss me again. Selena. And so then I was like, okay, what can I be sexy with? And I can be sexy with fantasy
and the characters. Chosen.
I also
yeah,
like,
that was a good veil over though.
I forget how much of a nerd you are. Like in a loving way.
No,
yeah.
You are a super nerd and I love it so
like,
much.
And you don't lead with that. Like it's like such a deep thing about you.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I think fair. I found out that you were such a nerd when we played D&D and I was like, damn.
Oh,
yeah.
He's like in it.
I loved it.
I loved researching and giving you spells. And I was like, bitch, hey, use this.
Yeah, I remember this. That. You helped me so much. And I was like,
it's
oh
also
my God.
Just so
have
wizard.
You been this way since you were like a kid? Like little?
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Just like you with musicals.
I was wondering why you were wearing a shark tooth necklace this morning. I was like, that's
that
a
doesn't
touch.
Really fit the vibe.
I was like, that's a touch. Mm.
The Firefly reruns I never replayed.
Because you only need to watch it once.
That's true.
You only need to watch it once.
That's true.
And you don't need to watch Serenity.
Oh, Serenity's so good.
Enough.
What?
Enough.
Very dramatic.
Enough.
Serenity's a great movie.
No.
A movie?
Serenity.
Oh my God.
Do people really like it?
I love it.
Oh my God, this is newsflash to me.
So
I think the movie's incredible.
Can we talk about this progressive flow reference?
Okay,
can you unpack
progressive.
It
for me?
Would I dare unmask her in the Christmas glow?
Also, Yennefer, the Witcher. I know Yennefer.
Okay.
Hot. I love the Witcher.
Or share seductive spells with who's Yennefer? So progressive
The
flow.
Witcher.
What is the progressive flow?
That's just, I was just my Nicki Minaj moment for a second.
Where you just say something that rhymes perfectly?
Yeah, you just put something in. Like, and flow can be sexy.
So progressive, flow. But I dare unmask her in her song.
Why am I blanking? Is Morrigan also from...
Morrigan's from Court of...
Oh.
Thorns. Or she's also something else.
It's,
not everything
the
crow,
everything is from Court of Thorns.
Irish crow goddess. Of death, I think.
Oh.
But she's also in... It's a old name.
I was thinking of... I'm thinking I'm getting confused with Kerrigan from...
Nancy Kerrigan?
Yeah.
Who is it from StarCraft?
Yeah,
Yeah, Kerrigan.
Nancy Kerrigan.
She's the goddess of death.
Kerrigan's a haughty villain.
Yeah, she is the goddess of death.
She's in the court of, as something really old, yeah.
She
I haven't gotten there yet to tell me what she is.
Where?
To tell me what the Morrigan is in the Court of Thorns and Roses.
And you won't.
It never tells you?
No, but there's a new book coming out.
Whoa.
Probably next year that might reveal
Do
something.
I just buy this book and start?
I can't believe you
I
haven't
think over
read
the
it.
Break I do it.
I think you should.
Yes.
Can I borrow one of your copies? I don't want to buy it.
The first one is in Greece. I left it there for
We have a copy we could give you.
Yeah, I have a lot of the copies.
You're going to like it. It's just...
I know. I just want to get to the second one.
I think you might roll your eyes at the first one, but I think the second one is
You have
really
to get
fun.
To the first one just because you have to get through it.
Yeah.
It sets up the second... It sets up the...
You have to.
You have to. Also, maybe reading Throne of Glass, which is what I'm into right now.
What's
her
that?
First series.
That's the one fucking dragons?
Is it
smutty? No. It's not smutty at all. It's Sarah J. Maas's first series that she wrote when she was 15 and then re-edited it when she was older. She wrote it on like web forums.
Whoa.
God, I love
Shane's
that.
Shane's been telling me about it, and then Allie, our CEO, told me about it, and I was like, yep, I'm in.
It's hard. You can't go into a bookstore without seeing like a
I'm on
aisle.
Book three, but no, it's not smutty.
Everywhere.
It's not smutty, but it's super amazing world building, adventurous, and there's romance in there.
That's so cool to write something as a kid and then pick it up as an adult.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
You can tell it's like a mix of both, but the lead character.
Oh my God, it's probably so therapeutic too.
It's so good. She's an 18-year-old.
Your inner child wrote this.
Assassin.
Wow.
Well, this was fantastic.
This was so fantastic.
This was a great way to start it off.
Yeah. I can't wait to follow this excellent piece of writing.
Well, what is yours?
Well,
you said you tried to make it good. What did you say?
I wrote it once and didn't reread it.
I did the same.
Me too.
I wanted to make a drama that maybe you guys will hopefully laugh at.
So we know that no matter what, things are going to get shittier from here.
I think, I think this is a great way to be like,
this is the top.
You clicked on this for some real shit? Sure. There it was.
There you go.
And now.
Got it.
Whoa.
And now let's let the dogs out.
Yeah, let's.
Dogs.
Let's let those little puppies out. All right. Here's mine.
Let's ride.
I wrote it as a drama, but as I was writing it, I was laughing. Again, it's written in the way that a fan would write it,
a real
fan, but then there's little Amanda things in it that only we would know.
Okay.
I wrote mine in a way that nobody would write it.
Okay. What is that?
I don't know what that means. Don't read ahead.
Okay, we're not
going to.
Here's the deal.
Oh my God, it's thick.
I'm going to be reading everything and all the other characters, and you guys are just going to be reading your characters.
Okay.
Okay, so you're reading the same direction.
I'm reading everything.
I'm reading everything. Everything.
Okay.
I'm doing a play with an 8-year-old. So I'm reading everything, and you guys just do your characters.
And so when I'm
reading,
talking, you guys can't talk.
If the character is not listed as Shane, do I read it?
Buff Shane, yes.
Okay, I will read. So any other version of Shane, I will read as well.
There's only one version of Shane. Oh, yeah, sometimes I wrote Shane, and sometimes I wrote Buff Shane. That's all you.
Okay.
Because I simply forgot.
Okay.
I see that there's two different types of chances. Am I reading both of those chances?
And yes. Because I didn't mean for there to be two different chances. I just never went back.
We now see how Amanda views us.
Oh, so this is fun. There's Buff.
Two versions.
And then Angela's
this is
just
really
Angela.
Fun. There's Buff Shane and Normal Shane and Sexy Chance and Normal Chance and just Angela.
Correct.
Wow.
Okay.
You have no persona.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
This is a lot of pages.
Yeah, this is a drama.
Okay.
It's called...
Oh, it's drama.
I'm just reading it as a drama, yeah.
Okay.
A Christmas drama.
It's called, Who's Santa Here? ?
What the fuck does that even fucking mean?
You're going to find out.
Written by Amanda Lehan Kento.
Oh.
Interior Smosh Office. And that's the only time that I'll write in a way that is formatted for TV. The office smells like burnt candles and mini gluten-free bundt cakes. It must have been someone's birthday. Anyways, who cares? Angela busts in, hair in two little tiny cute braids, gripping her puppy mug and wearing a full-on Santa outfit, beard and all.
I'm grateful! Merry almost Christmas, biatches!
Buff Shane, who's married to Courtney now, slowly walks up to Angela. He looks nervous and deadly serious.
Hey, Chica.
What? Chica!
You didn't hear?
Angela giggling and smiling wide, not understanding that he is not fucking around.
Oh my fucking God. Hear what? Like my outfit? Like my outfit? I'm Santa. I thought it would be fun and cute. Everyone's gonna shit a brick when they see me.
Buff Shane, who's married to Courtney now, puts a hand on her shoulder.
No, baby girl. Stop. No one's going to be shitting anything because...
Angela rips his hand off her shoulder and gives him the middle finger.
What do you mean, Buff Shane? You're scaring me.
Sexy Chance saunters up. His lips are pursed. Outfit impeccable.
No, Angela. You're scaring us.
Angela whips her head back and forth between both of them. Buff Shane, who's married to Courtney now, puts his hand back on her shoulder. This time, she doesn't rip it off.
Someone else is already Santa today, Chica.
Chica?
What's Chica? It makes me laugh. Everything stops. The world halts. The moon cracks wide open. Emily, super far away at her desk, says to no one in particular in a Texas accent, "Oh my God." And Bailey turns to her, "Were you talking to me?" Then the whole office becomes silent for like the first snowfall of death. Angela stops breathing for one whole second.
Who? Who else is dressed as Santa today? Who?
Sexy Chance and Buff Shane, who's married to Courtney now, shake their heads.
It's
out of nowhere, we see big, tall mother, who's married to a Belarusian model, Amanda, strolls over to them with her dick out.
What?
Your dick
with
is
her
out.
Dick out?
Your dick is out.
Amanda.
Let me add that. With her super big dick out.
You can't add that.
Eating, you said there was no smut.
Eating a cheese pack and chugging a big bottle of wine. She is the one dressed like Santa. Shit. Ho, ho, ho. How's everything going? What are memes? I kid. I'm Santa.
This is crazy.
I'm Santa. Isn't this fun? Amanda stops dead in her tracks. She stares at her once best friend / soulmate, Angela. Oh. Excuse me?
Oh, come on.
Now I understand the title. Who is Santa?
Excuse me? I'm Santa. Why are you Santa? Angela stares right at Amanda like she's never seen her before.
It's my turn to be funny, Amanda. So I thought, what a better way to be funny than be Santa. I want it to be a surprise. Why are you doing this to me? Why?
Angela spins in a circle, arms out, super dramatic.
Why?
Being Santa is my job, Angela. This is my job. Emily from Pitt literally asked me to do this. It's my fucking job to be Santa. I thought you, of all people, would respect that.
You guys are out of control. I'm married to Courtney. Have you seen the TikTok about...
Stop it, Buff Shane. I'm married to the booty hole. Wrong time.
Yeah! Angela screams loudly and stomps her feet.
Angela.
This isn't fair.
You know what's not fair? Being called Angela every day. And people going, oh shit, haha, Amanda, sorry, haha. You guys are just always together. Ha. No. Not anymore. And also, I'm 6 feet fucking tall. There's a difference. Oh. But it's true. At one point, we were basically one. Sweet kisses under the bridge. Dinner in Manhattan.
Dinner in Manhattan.
Horsey rides on the mountains in Malibu.
What?
But we're not that anymore. I am me. Mm. And I have to separate myself. So for today, I am the only one who can be Santa.
Wow.
Amanda. I told you 1,000 times, you are married. Stop this dirty talk. I am Santa.
Chicas, let's not.
Just then, both Amanda and Angela backhand Buff Shane so hard it completely propels him into one of the walls right into the conference room. All that's left is the Kool-Aid guy outline hole in the wall.
That's good.
Angela, if you won't listen to me, then listen to my real friends. All of a sudden, a gust of wind blows through the office and a massive crash comes through the ceiling. We hear Emily at her desk and no one in particular in a Texas accent. Oh my God.
Okay.
And Bailey right next to her says, Are you talking to me? Just then, a massive crash sound. 200 ripped as fuck reindeer come crashing down through the ceiling.
How can a reindeer be ripped?
And a massive sled attached to them barrels through, almost destroys everything in its path. Hey, guys.
Leave our mommy alone, says the reindeer.
And just then, the ripped reindeer punches Angela so hard, she flies backward into the already open hole into the conference room and lands on Buff Shane, who's married to Courtney now.
Ouchies!
Sorry about that.
Flames erupt around Amanda. There is fucking glitter everywhere. Hot chocolate bursts out of her pores. Her skin becomes velvet. Her eyes glaze over. Sugar plums dancing around her head, whatever the fuck those are. Basically, she is drunk with power.
I am Santa. Everyone will know my name.
Sexy Chance jumps into the hole in the conference room and lands on Angela and Buff Shane.
Cuddle me. I'm scared.
I've got you, son.
Son.
Just then, Amanda gets on her sled and all the ripped as fuck reindeer give Angela, Sexy Chance, and Buff Shane, who's married to Courtney now, the middle finger.
All will bow in my name. Time to take over the world.
Just then, Amanda is gone. Or should we say, Santa. Out of nowhere, Ollie turns the corner. Happy and joyful, he peers through the hole. Hey guys, we're going to get you lobbed in 5 minutes. Also, has anyone seen Amanda? She's dressed as Santa. It's so cute. They all shake their heads in absolute fear.
Haven't seen her.
Not sure.
Yeah, nope.
Ollie leaves. Sexy Chance turns to Angela.
So, you went on a horsey ride in Malibu?
Yeah, it was actually really enjoyable.
Nice.
I like horsies.
Nice.
End.
Wow.
And then in the distance, to no one in particular, Emily in her Texas accent goes, Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And Bailey goes, I see, we're talking to me.
Are you talking to
I'm...
me?
And that's the end of Who's Santa Here?
Who's Santa Here is the funniest title to me.
So Amanda was Santa.
I was Santa.
So you
Evil
guys,
Santa.
Dinners.
Hey.
No, I was.
Misunderstood, Santa.
Dinners I love
in Manhattan,
that.
Yeah. But horsey rides in Malibu.
We traveled the globe.
You're flying back and forth.
Oh.
Extensively.
Yeah.
Why was I calling people Chica? You always call
people
baby
Chica.
Girl.
Because I was, your character specifically was written through fans' eyes.
Okay.
I don't know why.
That's how I am.
But Buff Shane, who's married to Courtney now, who calls people Chica and baby girl, I don't know why.
Yeah,
that
right.
made me laugh so hard.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, and then Sexy Chance was through my eyes and also probably through the fans' eyes.
Okay.
And then Angela was through my eyes and maybe through the fan eyes. I thought in my whole head that we were going to have a makeout scene. And okay. then I was like,
but
you
instead
know
I'm just a monster.
No. No. That's the thing. I'm the monster.
Yeah, I think Amanda's the monster.
No, I'm the
I know,
monster.
But I'm fighting so hard for attention, so...
No.
Obviously, we have to unpack
no,
that.
No, clearly you and me
you're
had
both,
like...
You're both bad people.
Clearly you and me had a breakup, and here's the thing. I want to get this straight. I don't care when people call me Angela, but I thought it was really funny that fueled my Amanda character, that people continuously called me Angela, so I was like,
so
I have to separate myself.
It's so funny.
And I think
so
I got the idea because I was actually Santa, and people were like, oh my God, you're the one who's Santa? I'm like, yeah, and they're like, nice.
And there's something about Santa yeah. where Santa is always... Santa's always giving, but when does Santa get gifts?
Exactly.
It's actually so true.
Selfish right? Santa.
Has anyone made a movie where he wants a gift?
Oh.
Gift would you even give him? He has everything.
He has everything. All he wants is undeniable
I give him some fucking
power.
A fucking break.
A fucking break.
I'll give him a goddamn break.
I'm giving him protein powder.
I also feel like Amanda.
A retreat.
Yeah, Amanda like can't like, oh my God, a fucking resort. Amanda can't lose control, so the only way she can lose control is as Santa.
Who told Amanda that she can't lose control?
My inner child.
Mm. Yeah, you're fighting a battle
everybody.
With yourself.
I'm six fucking feet tall.
No, this thing just made me laugh. I think
Sweet
thing...
Kisses Under the Bridge. You forgot that one.
So no, Sweet Kisses Under the Bridge.
Dinner in Manhattan. Horsey rides in mountains.
And then what made me cry tears is the thought that everything's happening right when we walk in, and super far away, it's just Emily and Bailey with their headphones on, typing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. And she goes, Tyree, talking to me. That, just that thought made me laugh so hard.
Can you describe the, can we talk about the buff? On page four, there's, yeah. Diving into the text.
Of course. Yeah.
All right, diving
page
into the
four,
text.
Line right 12, into the text. Yeah.
When the ripped reindeer.
Yeah.
So you're just picturing like a muscular reindeer?
I'm picturing these reindeer mm-hmm. are fucking nuts. Like, you know when a motorcycle gang pulls up and I yes. like whistle to them?
Yes.
That's them. They are rippled with muscle.
And they say, leave our mommy alone.
Yeah, I'm their mommy.
Okay.
Yeah,
got it.
I'm mother.
Okay.
Which is also like through the fans' eyes.
Okay.
I'm mommy. I have a million.
So the reindeer are
kids.
An allegory for the fans?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Okay.
They're like protecting
Great.
Me
yeah.
from you guys. But in actuality, I am the monster.
This is the funniest thing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I was
God.
Crying so laughing.
Glad. I just wanted to write a drama. And then it was just making me laugh.
I like to think that Emily's not even reacting to what's going on around her. Like, she is saying, oh my God, to something she's reading
she's
online.
She's like, this is the funniest thing.
Oh my God.
But I saw you as being like, I'm Angela. I'm going to make a name for
myself.
No,
I loved
it. People always are like, Amanda and Angela.
It's so good.
So I was like, I'm going to be the demon.
I love you and I fighting over who's Santa.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is crazy.
It's not even about Santa.
Because you and mine is going to be a great follow-up to this.
Oh, perfect.
And we could do that whenever. But
no, we're going to do yours next.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Did you write the same exact story?
So it's crazy. It's word for, it's just everything's different and you're not buff.
Oh my God.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I gave you guys I was like, duh.
No, you were very kind.
No,
and then I
awesome.
Wrote once that you were married to Courtney, and I was like, I have to write
just
it.
Every
that
time.
Was so funny.
Every time.
Because through the fans' God. Eyes, it's like Shane, who's married to Courtney now.
Yeah.
This was so enjoyable.
Yeah.
I feel like people should write fan fiction for each other all the time.
It's really fun.
It's probably weird.
Whenever I found out that Sid and Olivia do that for each other,
it's so
it blew
sweet.
My mind.
What?
For their like birthdays, they write like extensive like 50 to 100 page fan fiction
that
for
is
each other
crazy.
For each other's, but they never share it with anybody.
Oh, they don't show it to other. Anyone except each other.
It's
and
really
they're apparently
kind
fucking
of beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
They're apparently yeah. insane.
I remember my best friend in college, I wrote her a sketch for her birthday because we were like obsessed with sketch. It's so fucking lame.
That's so
cute.
Dorky.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Speaking of dorky. Okay, so for mine, I want to go back and just say that I did this like I was what do I want to do? Because I was thinking of like creative things, but then I was like, no, I'm actually just going to write like what's my dream Christmas here?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah. I want to say this is like my dream of Christmas here. And I did this exactly like I did it for Smosh Mouth, exactly like I did Ham Cake, where I did this right before falling into a deep slumber.
I love
so
it.
So I don't remember any
right
of it.
Before you get
dream
really good at puzzles.
Shit.
Right? Yeah. And I was truly like falling asleep as I wrote this.
I love it. You did a title page written by author's name.
Whoa.
Oh, I did. My freaking script thing. I have like the cheap God. Script version.
Copyright.
Everyone just be yourself and I will read stage direction. I think it's Angela's dream Christmas at Smosh. Interior, Smosh Studio. Shane, Chance, Angela, and Amanda are all standing in the kitchen making coffee and eating breakfast.
This is going to be a really great episode, you guys.
Yeah, we are super excited to have you guys on during the holidays for Smosh Mouth again.
Us too.
Thanks for having us. Amanda takes a deep breath. Huge vibe shift.
God, I'm tired.
Me too.
Boy, you can say that again.
Yeah, it's been a lot of working lately.
I like can't wait for the holidays to come so we can all have some chill fest.
Yes, a chill fest.
I need a massage so damn bad.
Does your back hurt? My back hurts so much.
It's all the time we're on our phones. It's hurting everyone's backs, they say.
God, isn't existing right now just exhausting?
It's hard to grow up, especially in the world we live today.
I am just so fucking tired.
They all take a deep breath as they sip their coffee. Selena walks in the kitchen.
Selena says, hey guys, it's time to get you all mic'd up. 10 minutes till the episode.
Selena walks out. Angela, Amanda, Chance, and Shane all put their coffees down and slow walk. On their way to the stage, Chance sees an old-fashioned trash can. Unlike the production style massive trash cans at Smosh, this one looks tin and like it would live in an old movie with a tin cap on top. The four stop to look at it.
Huh.
What's that doing there?
Yeah. Huh.
Well, what's in?
Chance takes the top off the trash can, and as he does, he falls down head first. Chance falls further and further down. Shane goes to see where Chance went, and he also falls down. So does Amanda. So does Angela. They're tumbling further and further down, all screaming, but not scared screaming, because it's like rated G, so they're like, whoa!
Are you not allowed to scream intensely in PG?
I just mean, like, it's not scary. Yeah, we're okay. Like, ah!
Whimsical.
Except me just like, ah!
Yeah, exactly. As they continue to tumble, snowflakes come brushing past them. This portal turns snowy. More and more snowflakes fly around them as they soar through the air. Suddenly, they land all in a pile of snow. Amanda's like,
whoa, what happened?
Oh my God, I'm covered in snow.
They all wipe the snow off. They're imperfect snow angels. They look up. They look at each other for the first time. They all have Whoville style noses. Whoville pointy ears and long hairstyles that reach up to the sky. Jingle bells are heard all around them. A clock strikes. More jingle bells. Wait! Your nose!
Your hair!
Our feet!
They all have pointy Whoville shoes.
Oh my God.
Wait, where are we? What just happened?
They look around and suddenly they see a bustling Christmas town. Small zany cars are flying through the streets. Long, wacky street lights. Super large and skinny wreaths everywhere.
Are we in Whoville?
Just then, who Ian walks by. You could do that, Amanda.
Move, move, move. I gotta get these gifts to the mall.
A who Courtney, dressed like Cindy Lou Who, follows him, holding a mountain of gifts. You could do that.
Hey, slow down.
Who Selena, you could do this, Shane, walks by shouting on a megaphone that looks zany.
10 minutes till Christmas. Oh my God, guys, we are in Whoville.
During Christmas.
Are we in the Ron Howard Whoville?
Just then, Martha May Whoville, played by Christine Baranski, you can play Christine Baranski, walks by.
Betty! Hi!
Oh, great.
Oh my God, we are!
Wait, where did Amanda go?
Yeah, what the heck? She was just right here.
Where's Selena? Where's the Smosh Mouth set?
Where's Amanda?
Suddenly they hear big, loud footsteps.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
Boom! 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 The earth shakes.
Wow. No.
Snow falls.
No.
The wind picks up.
Selena says, 0 minutes till Christmas.
Everyone starts panicking, running around. But not a Whoville panic anymore. They're afraid. The snowstorm picks up. Presents are flying through the wind, knocking down cars and street signs.
Why is everyone running?
What are they running from?
Selena says, he's here!
Boom!
The Grinch!
Just then, flying down from the tallest mountain of Whoville comes Amanda as Jim Carrey, as the Grinch. She flies down the mountain so fast, her grin so wide, the town screams! Ha!
Okay, this next part is crazy.
And then it's,
Amanda says, ha.
Then the stage direction goes, ha!
Then a character named Ha says, ha!
Ha! Fuck. So since the Grinch still has his nose.
So let's do that, here we go, and you'll play Ha. Here we go.
Okay.
Ha! Ha!
Ha!
You can't hide from...
The Grinch! Okay, now here, Amanda can go off and do whatever monologue bit is the Grinch as she wants, and she can be as silly and loud as she wants. Okay, the end. I'm the Grinch!
You're really gonna bitch this?
Yeah.
You're gonna bitch. We're taking it back. We're taking it back.
This Amanda, is my Amanda.
You
Amanda,
have to commit.
You have to do a monologue
We're gonna take it back. I can't remember.
You need to follow your heart.
Whatever you want. Be the Grinch.
You're the Grinch. It's the monstrous Amanda.
We're going from Ha. Ready? You're Ha to stage directions Ha to Ha's Ha. Here we go.
Okay, so just complain about things. What you don't like.
Ha!
Okay.
Ha!
Ha!
You can't hide from
The
Grinch! Wow, I hate this Christmas, and I hate that my nose looks like this, and I hate food, and I hate little puppy dogs, and I have a small little tiny heart, and I'm hungry. I want cookies, and I want snacks, and I want hot cocoa, and I don't like this mountain, and it's so cold, and I've got a big belly! I'm sexy. I have a sexy body, actually. Look at my body. Look how sexy I am.
Yeah!
Thank you so much. People say that I look like Jim Carrey
it's
sometimes.
It's one of my favorite characters and my favorite comedic performances, so I gave it to you.
Thank you so much.
Aw.
You look like a different person. Dickhead. You look like a rich, like, guy who's like, hey, you just moved to the neighborhood. My wife, Amy, and
I feel bad. I didn't write us as Who's.
We're going to the lake house this weekend.
Yes.
I should have written us as Who's more like, oh, no, where's everybody running from?
No, it's
yeah.
You also, there's like,
you look like a who.
That's the point, right?
I know. It's just really good on
you. You kind of look like a really stuck-up person in school who's just like, hey, just letting you know that you can't be late for Mrs. Johnson's class anymore.
I'm actually the hall monitor this week, and I'm going to write you up if you're not on class on time. The third bell chimes is the time.
And you're like,
where are you, Chris?
You're like, I am having a jewelry party at my house, the Mary Kay party.
Betty!
Hi.
Anyway, I use this. I combine my favorite people, you guys, and Smosh with my favorite Christmas movie and kind of favorite movie ever, Ron Howard's The Grinch Stole Christmas.
It's so good.
Incredible. It has me thinking of I have a question. Is it ever summer in Whoville?
I don't know.
No. I don't know.
Is it like winter?
Wait,
all year round?
No.
Yes, because
it's 24/7 Christmas. Because remember, Night Before Christmas, he goes in there.
She hasn't seen Nightmare Before Christmas, but the
that's crazy.
But what about Horton Hears a Who? Are those Whovilles? There's Who's
that's
in Whoville.
Oh yeah,
and they're definitely. It's definitely like tropical climate.
Do all what's his name again?
The Grinch.
No.
Who's
Jim Carrey,
the writer of all these things?
Dr. Seuss.
Are all Dr. Seuss things take place in Whoville?
No.
Well, Horton Hears a Who is outside of the unit. The whole universe is on the dandelion or whatever.
Oh, my God.
All of Whoville is on the. It's like the Men in Black Marble situation.
That's crazy.
Because there's like Green Eggs and Ham. They're not Who's. There's Yertle the Turtle.
Literally. The Lorax is not a Who.
Yeah, Redfish, Blue.
Oh, the places you'll go is just the places you'll go.
And that's just some guy.
So Whoville is just in the universe of Seuss.
Whoville is on a snowflake.
So not Brennan going
Horton
up to Selena
who,
in a very
on a flower.
In a very business mat fashion going.
So that's a different who. That's
so there's different species
so
of who's?
Who's all live on different little things.
I think hanging out in Whoville with my best friends is my
what
fantasy.
What if you wanted to travel? How do you get to another snowflake?
You don't need to.
Are there who's that live on a little piece of asbestos?
That's probably what other planets are saying about Earth. They're like, well, what do they do if they want to leave Earth? Well.
Oh, I wish we would go to Whoville together.
You know what this does is I can never fully close my mouth.
yours is tight then.
Tight.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's pulling my, like, whatever this muscle is above my lip. It's pulling that.
But
yeah.
Remember that part in the movie he goes, 10 minutes till Christmas? And then I had Selena go, 10 minutes till you're getting mic'd. So there's like little subtle, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You look
That's
like
awesome.
you're at your favorite pub by the lake house that's like super rich and fancy, and you're 6 beers deep when you do that.
I'm telling you, Margaret's just not been paying attention.
Yeah, but I can't serve you another. I'm driving.
No, it's I can handle another.
Wow.
He's okay.
Such a good freaking story. And,
yeah,
and also, awesome. It's very interesting that you made me a demon.
I know
myself.
It's the opposite. It's my favorite comedic character in like all of history, and I gave it to one of my favorites. Aww.
I liked how big and heavy you made her footsteps.
Yeah.
Boom!
What was that thing? We did something in some episode, and we were talking about you on the way, and we were like, boom! Boom!
I love it. I
think Spencer made that joke, and it made me laugh so hard.
I freaking love it.
Boom!
Well, I think I can say with absolute certainty that everything you guys wrote is better than mine.
No.
And that it's more, at least, at the very least, more coherent than mine.
Okay.
That's why you saved yours for last.
I
love this so much.
I wrote this very quickly.
Whoa,
big
I love this
title.
So much. Whoa, it's
I
like
did
my
not
grandma's
think,
big Bible.
I wrote this in Google Docs, so it's not formatted well. Do not read ahead.
Okay, I was just looking at the
Do
font.
Not read ahead.
I'm excited about
this. I just saw something in red.
It there's font like and there's color.
Like a TV script from the 50s.
I feel like this is all Who's.
Okay.
It never really leaves you.
So I titled this A Very Smosh Christmas.
Okay.
I don't know if that's fitting because I titled it before I started writing it.
Okay.
Love that. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys read yourselves. I will read anything else that comes up.
Read everything else.
Yeah. I'll read the stage direction and myself. All right. Here we go. A Very Smosh Christmas. It was only a few days before Christmas, and the Smosh gang was wrapping up on an episode of Smosh Mouth. Thanks for watching. Bye. As the episode ends, the gang gives each other hugs and pats on the back like they do after every episode of everything they film at Smosh.
Wow, guys. Those were some crazy fan fictions.
Why is this got to be in all caps? Yeah! I wish I had brought my glasses so I could read them!
Angela.
Wait! I forgot them in my car! Oh, wait!
Angela reaches into her pocket and pulls out her glasses.
Hee hee! Oopsie!
Laughter all around. Just then, the faint, muffled sounds of singing is heard outside.
Wait, is that...
Carolers?
The gang rushes to the front door and flings it open, revealing the snowy night outside and a group of adorable carolers dressed in festive attire singing jingle bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all.
Get the fuck off our property!
Angela pepper sprays the carolers who run away in fear and pain.
Don't you ever come back!
Yeah, or else we'll kill you.
Phew, that was a close one. Christmas was almost ruined. Just then, bells begin chiming in the air.
Whoa.
Whoa. This is psycho.
Wait! What? That sound!
Shane.
It sounds like Shane takes a few steps out into the road, looking up at the sky. The bells get louder and louder.
This is crazy.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I think it's set. Just then, a Ford Fiesta hits him, launching him into the air where he then explodes into fireworks.
Oh my God, he exploded.
I always knew he was fireworks.
Again with this fucking bot. It's getting bigger and bigger. And it says butt, like butt. But wait, who was driving the Ford Fiesta? That's
awesome. The Ford Fiesta swerves and crashes into the Smosh mailbox, which looks like a pink donut or some shit. I love that. The door opens, revealing a plump old man with a thick white beard and red coat and hat.
Oh my God, is that? Oh my God, what's his name? He's in that one movie. Oh shoot, wait, what's it called? Oh, he's such a great actor. Oh, Chris Klein?
This is so fucked up.
Oh, shoot. Who is it?
It's Santa Claus.
No. Fuck you.
Santa stumbles up to the gang. They can now see he's holding a nearly empty bottle of Jack Daniels. Oh, God. Smosh, you need to save Christmas.
No way. You killed our friend.
What?
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Please.
You guys can't tell, but it's crazy.
You launched him into the sky and blew him up.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay, yeah, I didn't see that. All right, hold on, I can fix this. Santa kneels down and begins scooping up snow.
What?
We just gotta rebuild him and put a little hat to make him alive.
Are you drunk?
No.
Guys, I believe him. Let's rebuild our friend.
The gang then begins rebuilding Shane with snow, and not only that, they built him to be 7 feet tall with angel wings. Once complete, they set up a ladder, which Angela climbed up holding a gentleman's hat, and placed it up on top of his head. Immediately, sparkles dazzled around, and the giant's snowy form turned human.
It's working!
He turned real!
La Navidad si salva.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Whoa! What happened? Oh my God, I can fly! Shane begins flapping his new wings, rising up high into the air.
Wow.
I'm flying! I'm flying!
Yay!
Christmas is saved!
Woo!
Shane flies up higher and higher, laughing with glee. This is amazing, you guys! This is the best Christmas gift ever! A Boeing Airbus flies directly into Shane, exploding him into fireworks.
Ah!
Everyone screams. Well, shit. Everyone goes inside except Angela, who stares up at the Christmas night sky.
Nightmare.
There's no way she can read that.
Wait a second. Yeah,
hold on.
I read it.
I got it.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Angela! I was banking on you not being able to read it, and then Chance's line is Angela.
You forgot your glasses, dumbass.
At the end, I realized, I'm like, oh, you can put it in one 100% font.
I love the different fonts because it makes it so fun.
I love your brain. What the fuck is wrong with you?
My favorite was Ford Fiesta.
Ford Fiesta. Also, Santa being wasted.
The fact that Santa's driving a Ford Fiesta on the night of before Christmas.
Yeah, oh where my the God. Reindeer?
I really There's died.
You got to fly, Shane.
You went to our mailbox. And
I got to fly, and then I got hit by a Boeing Airbus.
That and you got sucks. To be 7 feet.
And he went to our mailbox, and it's a fucking pink donut
or whatever. Some shit.
You guys remember the book series Maximum Ride?
No,
not the time. I think this was so good.
The time.
No, not the time.
Can I tell you, Amanda, that one line, I wrote that came out of my brain like as I was writing it. I was like, oh my God, is that? Oh my God, what's his name?
It's literally what I do all the time. I do it all the time. And what sucks is like my sister does it and it drives me nuts when she does it. But I'm always like, what's that name? We have to cut so much out of Smosh Mouth. I'm always like, wait, what's that guy's name?
And it'll
if
be
Spencer's
some...
here, he's like, yeah, what's his name?
It'll be some actor that most people watching will be like, I don't know.
You are all, what is his name?
I'm like, you know, Three Men and a Little Baby, that guy with a big mustache. What's his name?
And at the end, it's like, oh, Tom Selleck.
And then people go,
who
don't
great.
Know who he is.
Okay,
don't care,
awesome.
Lady.
Tom Selleck.
Oh,
we got it.
Gates.
But there's power in a name.
Thank you. I just have to know.
Wow, these are all so different.
This was really fucking good.
Yeah. A very Smosh Christmas.
A very Smosh Christmas. Aww. We hate carolers. It's snowing outside in Southern
property.
California.
You made it readable for me. It was awesome.
I'm glad that
it started off, I did the all caps, and then that made me laugh really hard. And then I was like, oh, let me put it into Comic Sans. And then I just started fucking around
and
with
these
everything.
Fonts are so wait. Like comedy, yeah. Comedy fonts.
Oh yeah, the one where it's a full rainbow is really fun.
But
powerful.
Wait.
I enjoyed that.
Blew him up.
Launched.
So
the Navidad se salva.
What's se salva?
The Christmas is saved.
Oh, se salva.
Se salva.
Se salva.
Yeah. Se salva.
At least according to Google Translate.
Oh, okay.
This is so freaking good.
How long did you guys spend on yours?
Oh, I probably wrote mine
less
in an
than 30
hour.
Minutes.
Oh, I think mine.
Like
was
I don't
15.
Know, within an hour.
Yeah, yeah. A couple hours.
Yeah.
Whoa.
No, but yours. Wow. Yours. I'm glad we started with yours because it was like,
it set the standard.
We got the quality
that's
out.
Yeah. And then we got
yeah.
the.
Yeah, that's how writing works. You get the good stuff out, and then you yeah. get to write a
you
bunch of bullshit.
Be,
and then you play
you
with fonts.
The shit.
I
you
love
play with
shit.
Fonts. You have a good time. You paint.
I also love having like a writing deadline.
If there were inserted images on the screen,
I almost took a photo of a line and then had it uploaded
oh,
yeah. onto it.
God.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Big fan of that. I hope this got people into the Christmas spirit. I know it got me into the Christmas spirit.
This is like a fun way to like celebrate Christmas. Is like kind of like just do a little fan.
Even with your friends.
Yeah, like
your family.
Writing for each other is so fun.
Yeah.
I love
we
it.
We don't do it
very
enough.
Silly.
We don't do it enough. It's so funny. I also have a question. Do you think anyone saw us leave in that old tin trash can that was in the Smosh studio in your sketch?
Yeah.
Do you
production's
think anyone
like,
was like
I saw them. They were just here. Were just
I imagine
here.
It like Chance opens the top and he's like, ah! And he doesn't even fall in. It's just like.
It like eats you.
Oh!
So yeah. Fun though. I love that. But then we never show up for set.
We yeah, should do.
I like to think that it's like Narnia rules. So then when we go in, oh. we come out right at the same time.
And it's been no time has passed. The tin can thing has me wondering: did the kids come out of? Did the kids come out of Narnia and they were like, "Yeah, I've had sex and killed people."
Yes,
now. Like
100%.
I have to go back.
I have to go back to being 12.
They're full ass adults and they're kings and queens.
They have sex in Narnia.
Well, yeah, they live having, a whole life.
Well, they, are they? Well,
no, but they don't have sex.
Okay,
in there.
That's what
which
we should
movie?
Write fanfics about.
Wait, which movie
about
do they
Narnia?
Have sex
about
in?
Narnia sex shit? What?
Which movie was that one in?
Well, they
Lion, the
in the
wardrobe.
End of the first movie
they
lived.
Sex?
They went from
they
little
never
kids.
Say they have sex,
to like
but they're full adults at the
50-year-old people.
They're like
that
full
had lived
adult.
In Narnia for 50 years.
Okay, but they don't have sex in it.
What well, you, are you saying that they were virgins for 50 years?
Some people are, and that's okay.
That's okay, but not in Narnia. But they've definitely done adult shit. They at least were smoked a blunt in there.
I know Peter ain't no virgin. Looking the way he do out there with that.
Whoa.
One of them at least had to have gotten laid in Narnia.
Do you
Narnia.
Think that there were blunts in Narnia?
Probably. Magical
blunts. Do you think people
blunt.
Are getting laid in Whoville?
You think that Seder wasn't rolling
no
something
one
up?
No one's getting laid
Martha,
in Whoville.
Martha is getting laid
oh, yeah,
in Whoville.
Yeah.
That is bullshit.
Is The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe a Christmas movie?
I think it's a snow movie.
It's a snow movie. It's
not. There's a difference between a winter solstice movie and a Christmas movie.
Goodfellas. Whoa. Goodfellas takes place. There's a day in Christmas. It's not Christmas.
Goodfellas is a Christmas movie. So is Die Hard.
I think National Treasure. It's a Christmas at some point.
Iron Man 2 or Iron Man 3.
What are movies where there's like a Christmas moment?
Yeah,
it's technically I would argue It's a Wonderful Life. Like It's a Wonderful Life takes place over the course of a lot of time.
Yeah,
and then it's Christmas at the end, and it's kind of weird that gets labeled as a Christmas movie when it's like the end is Christmas. School. I guess it's Christmas night that it takes place, but like it follows his whole life.
I want to hear your guys' favorite Christmas movies. So put in the comments your guys' favorite.
What is your favorite? What's everyone's favorite Christmas movie?
Mine is Ron Howard's Grinch Stole Christmas.
Grinch Stole Christmas.
Home Alone. Yes.
Home Alone?
Home Alone.
That's a good one.
It's got to be Home Alone.
I know you don't like it, but The Polar Express.
I love The Polar Express.
I think I was that.
I don't like the animation of it. It freaks me out.
Yeah.
I liked the book.
We were a little old.
I was obsessed with the book, too.
Can I tell you, the day I saw Polar Express, I don't know why this memory is like seared into my brain. The day I saw Polar Express was the day I got my first Live Strong bracelet.
Wow.
Wow.
Wait, I want to change my answer to Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way is such a good Christmas movie.
Yeah, 100%.
I think Live Strong, I definitely had one of those for sure.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Mine is tricky. Here's the thing. I was just talking to my friends about this.
I have
a forced Christmas movie that I was forced to watch at my aunt's house that I hate. But everyone loves A Christmas Story.
Oh, me too.
I was forced to watch it.
Yes, me too.
And I can't stand it.
I hate that movie.
Hate it so much. And so many people love it, but I was forced to watch it.
I don't love that movie. I think it has really funny parts, but I feel like it's a movie that unless you were like the right age when it came out, or like it hits your nostalgia, right?
It's like his tongue gets stuck to the pole. It's like fine, but I love Home Alone. Obviously, that's like a comfort movie, and it used to be Love Actually, but I haven't watched.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really
beautiful.
Good.
And I love Die Hard. I truly love that as a Christmas movie.
Oh, I forget. It takes
it's not a Christmas.
Wait, hold on. This is a fun question. What's your guys' like favorite Christmas sketch? Because there's so many. There's Sweaty Balls' Christmas.
Oh, Sweaty Balls.
There's when they're all like my boyfriend is Santa.
Oh, I love that one.
Okay, there's an SNL
Dick in a Box is Christmas. There's so many good Christmas.
There's an SNL sketch where they are singers and you don't know what's going on most of the sketch. And it's revealed at the end of the sketch that these three singers are raccoons that made a wish to be humans. For one night. It's on SNL. I think it's called Three Sisters or something. And most of the sketch, you don't know what's going on unless you've seen it before. You're like, why are these women acting so weird? They're like, yum, yum, trash. If we lose this bet, we'll eat trash. We get to eat trash. And the guy's like, you get to eat trash? You have no idea what's going on. You have to watch it.
That type of shit is the best.
It is so bizarre.
I watch this every fucking Christmas. Me and my brother watch it every year. And it's this old sketch with Will Ferrell. And he's on a turnstile thing. Have you seen this? There's a choir behind him. And he's like a Christmas telephone guy, and he's turning, right? He's stuck on one of those things and it keeps turning. And he's going, Merry Christmas. And then he goes, I'm going to barf. This thing's going too fast. And they have like a whole vomit thing.
Oh, shit. My God.
Wait, I need to see this ASAP.
And it makes me and my brother laugh so hard. I watch it every Christmas.
And I have to think back on my favorite Christmas sketches because there are so many good ones. Sweaty Balls is, though.
It's so good.
That's such an
amazing movie. I love Dick in a Box.
Oh, my God. When Alec Baldwin does Glengarry Glen Ross, but as the elf.
Oh,
he goes,
brass
balls. It's going to take brass balls. And he's like, he does the full scene.
And I can't talk about this episode of Codename Kids Next Door enough, where it's a parody of X-Men combined with Christmas.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about Red One,
Johnny,
crazy.
Because it looks psycho crazy.
What is the plot?
It doesn't look good.
It looks awful.
Like, what is it's supposed to be insane, right? It's the plot is supposed to be like, I don't know.
I'll end this on a pretty controversial take that I have.
Great.
Hey, let's ride.
So there's been some good animated Christmas movies in the past. And when did, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, okay, so when did Jim Carrey's Grinch come out?
2006.
2000.
Yeah.
2005.
Around that time.
2000. Oh, okay, God. Okay. So my point stands. I think Elf was the last, legendary Christmas movie, live action Christmas movie that came out. There's been some good animated ones, but they're not like, I'm talking ones that are impactful that become part of Christmas.
Well, you don't get them every year. You get
and it's tough because it's just like, It's movies aren't the same as they used to be, but I feel like Elf was the last one that's like
it's
that one.
So you're so right.
Awesome, and it's fully a Christmas movie.
I can't even think of
it. I mean, look, maybe I'm wrong, and if I'm wrong, put them down in the comments because I want to watch them.
You know what people say is a Christmas movie?
I want to watch them.
It's Carol, the lesbian drama with.
Do you know what's so weird? Is I talked to my friend about that movie this morning, and I haven't mentioned that movie since I saw it years ago.
This morning, our call time was 8 a.m.
Yeah, I sent
you
her
a phone call.
No, I sent her. I sent her a Marco.
She went and had brunch at 6.
No. There's this thing called Marco Polo where you can send people on the East Coast a thing, and then they can watch it anytime they want.
Oh, cute.
It's like a Marco Polo. It's I've been using it forever.
Oh my God, it's the best I used thing that ever. In high school.
But I think you're right. I don't think movies are made a lot.
But I was literally talking about Carol this morning. That's so crazy. Weird.
That's a Christmas movie too. I'm trying to think. That's like a classic.
This is the one with
not a rewatch.
I really enjoyed the one that came out last year. That was like the Die Hard meets Home Alone. Chris Santa.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you're talking about the guy from Stranger Things.
Yes,
and he was Santa, and he beats up a bunch of people.
And I really
Bad Santa, good. Not Bad Santa.
Violent Night.
Was it good?
I really
it's really
enjoyed
good,
it.
But it's not like not of the caliber. I'm talking like a Christmas movie that's like a feel-good family
Elf
Christmas
was
movie.
It's like
Elf is the last one.
These action heroes either go John Wick route or freaking crazy Christmas route.
Red One is supposed to be insane. It's like a rescue mission
doesn't
or
look
something.
Good.
That's
not that doesn't.
I know you need like
count.
A we need like a classic.
I'm talking classic, like classic. Feel good, like oh this big.
Remember
the
Jack
Christmas
Frost?
Spirit.
Elf. Yeah, we were
with
just talking about.
Okay, we talked. We went
Michael
on a,
that movie is
okay.
Insane.
Yeah,
we went on.
He's like Jack Frost.
Yes, there's a
Michael
video
Eaton.
Where yeah. And we went off on this movie in this. I wonder if they'll cut it, but like we went off about that movie
for
like
so long.
It's I thought it was so good growing up, but I watched it back. I was like, what the
you know
hell?
The snowman. The snowman was supposed to be George Clooney originally.
We found that out.
Whoa.
Yeah, they tried to make the snowman like hot rocker with like a freaking
yeah, goatee.
And then
goatee.
The snowman melts away and the sun learns about grief.
Yeah, it was so effing sad.
So sad.
Anyways, Jack Frost, check it out this year.
All right, well, let us know in the comments if you think a movie after 2003, 2004 has been a legendary Christmas movie. Because I feel like there has been. Let us know what you think of our stories. What should the title of Angela's story be?
That's fun.
That's a good prompt. And
Tin Can Christmas.
Tin Can Christmas.
Or Guess Who's Coming.
Let us know
Christmas.
In the comments.
That's awesome.
And we will see you later. Have a happy holidays. Bye.
8 Crazy Nights is a crazy one.
What's 8 Crazy Nights?
Oh, yeah.
That's
Adam
animated.
Sandler.
I was saying,
oh,
like,
you're right.
I was saying a non-animated.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.